Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. The first I want to share with you is the wisdom moment. The wisdom moment is every single day we get a chance to look at the corresponding, it's the 20th of the month, so we look at the 20th chapter of Proverbs and pick a verse out, one that God lays on our heart. And Proverbs 20:27 is the one that we're going to talk about. This is our wisdom moment for today.
Mm-hmm.
The word reads, "The lamp of the Lord searches the spirit of man. It searches out his inmost being." Think about that. The lamp of the Lord searches the spirit of man. It searches out his inmost being, that deep stuff.
Mm-hmm.
When you think about it, the deep stuff.
Yes.
And, well, first of all, you say, what is the lamp of God? You know, what is the lamp of God there? The lamp of God could be the lamp of God. Psalms 119:105 lets us know what the lamp of God is. He tells us that your word is a lamp unto my feet.
Right.
And it's a light unto my path. It's a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
Right. And illuminating and lighting the way for us.
Right. And so he said, what's the lamp of the Lord? What's the lamp of the Lord? You know, the eyes of the Lord are upon me. The eyes of the Lord are upon me. Our eyes are our lamp. The light of the body, our lamp. What's the eyes of the Lord? It's the word of God.
That's right.
And so we say, then it would say, then Proverbs 20:27 says, the lamp or the word of the Lord searches the spirit of man. It searches out his inmost being. So if you get to know, if you want to get to know more about yourself, your motives, your life, let the lamp of God, let the word of God begin to shine upon all of those parts of your life. Begin to abide with God. You know, abiding with the Lord is not just some good idea. It's the it's what we have to do to be able to allow God's light to shine upon our life.
Right.
You know, and abiding with God, the definition when you think of abiding, because it says, apart from abiding in me, you can do nothing. And a simple definition, you know, the definition we have for abiding, you know, based on the word of God, is we describe abiding as spending time with God regularly, reading his word, which is the lamp. Now, we know that's the lamp, right?
Right.
So we are actually spending time with God, and we're letting the lamp of God shine on our life, the Bible. We're hiding his light, his word, his lamp in our heart, right? Which is memorizing, holding a scripture in our heart. We're communicating with God, praying and talking and listening to him. And then we're obeying what he says or impresses on us to do, which is obedience. And when you think about it, what we're doing is when we abide with God, we're walking into the light of God.
Right.
Think about it. The lamp of God. We're walking. When we say, you know, I'm gonna if you need to learn how to, you know, get a simple plan to abide, go to iabide.org and request a simple plan. We have everything you need to be able to get started. We have a plan waiting for you right there, iabide.org. But listen, imagine going every single day on a regular basis, you know, not religiously, but relationally, showing up, and all of a sudden this big, bright light, this lamp, begins to shine upon you called the word of God, and then it begins to search your spirit, because we need to know, you know, what is the motives of my heart? What is going on? And those inner things that sometimes I just can't put my finger on, but I know there's something happening in my life that I need to be able to get free from, or I need to figure out and what that is. I think about Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12 through 13. He says that the word of God, the lamp of God, the word of God is living and it's active. It's sharper than a double-edged sword. Think about it. It cuts both ways. It's sharper than a double-edged sword. It penetrates. What does that mean? It goes to the innermost parts of us. It penetrates even to the dividing of our soul and our spirit. It lets us know what our soul issues are and what our spirit issues are. And our soul issues are like what we think, what we want, what we feel. But listen, the spirit man knows exactly what's up. And we need to separate those two. And so many people are following their soul instead of following God's spirit, right, where their spirit is bearing witness with God's spirit.
That's right.
And it says that it divides, it's dividing of the soul and the spirit, the joint and the marrow. It judges the thoughts and the attitudes. The thoughts and the attitudes of the heart.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it.
Right.
And it says nothing is in all creation. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's lamp, his sight. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Everything is uncovered and laid bare before his eyes, for the eyes of for God's eyes, so that we personally must give an account for what we're doing.
That's right.
We're not, and so the thing about it is, I want my heart, I want the light of God to be shined in my life. If I was going to describe what a powerful encounter with God is. Imagine that you're holding your hands straight out. You're looking straight up so much that your chest is pointing out and up a little bit. And then imagine a pillar of fire coming right down, just like a pole of fire, a pillar of fire, and it just hits you right in your spirit, in your chest, and it just burns away all the dross and the sin, and it's like a welcoming fire that takes things out of your life. This is the lamp of God. Listen, we need more of God. The wisdom for today is, if you want wisdom for your life, if you want to know, you know, the deep things of God, the deep things of your heart that God can reveal to you, if you want to be set free from the things that have held you captive, listen, it's the lamp of God. It's the lamp of God. It's the light of God's word, and fellowshipping with those who are in the light. For those who walk in the light are truly sons of God. What does that mean? Those who walk in the word of God, the lamp of God. It's not those who say they know God, but they don't want to walk in the light. They don't want to walk in the lamp. They don't want to walk in the word. It's those who actually walk in the light.
That's right.
And so today's proverb is this. Proverbs 20:27. The lamp, or the word now we know, the lamp of the Lord searches the spirit of a man. It searches out his inmost being.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.